Welcome back to Inside Agriculture. I'm News and Farm Director Eric Johnson. Ships brought grain from Ukrainian ports on Monday, suggesting Moscow had stopped short of reimposing a blockade that might have caused world hunger, despite suspending its participation in a UN program to safely export grain from the war zone. International officials had feared that Moscow would reimpose a blockade on Ukrainian grain after Russia announced on Saturday that it was suspending its role in the UN-backed program to escort cargo ships through the Black Sea. Ukrainian officials did confirm that 12 ships had set sail on Monday with 354,000 tons of grain. Chris McGill, head of cargo at Lloyd's of London insurer Ascot, which has underwritten many of the shipments so far, told Reuters that his company was pausing writing new cover for shipments from Monday until we get a better understanding of the situation. Most row crop producers saw prices drop during the month of September. Gary Crawford from the USDA has more.
Some economists had been projecting a moderation of prices paid to farmers for most crops and higher prices for most livestock. And during September, those projections mostly came to pass. USDA reports prices received index dropping 1.3% for crops during September, rising the same amount for livestock. Prices paid by farmers to do business dropped 0.1%, still up 13% from September a year ago. A quick look at some commodities now. Corn last month losing 15 cents, down to an average $7.09 a bushel. Still $1.62 higher than September a year ago. Soybeans lost $1.20 during September, averaging $14.10, which is still $1.90 higher than 1 year ago. Wheat, though, different story, gaining 30 cents in September, up to $14.10. That's $1.10 more than a year ago. Livestock, most sectors seeing higher prices in September. One exception, hogs. Hog producers in September saw their prices drop by $12 a hundredweight, down to $73, which was still $3 more than a year ago.
A new study from Growth Energy shows that a transition to nationwide E15 could save drivers billions of dollars in fuel costs, create jobs, and also return billions to the economy. Emily Score is CEO of Growth Energy, and she says President Biden's 2022 waiver allowing E15 use in the summer is a good example of the biofuel's benefits.
When the president responded to surging fuel prices with a temporary E15 waiver, he estimated it would save working families up to 10 cents per gallon. Some tried to downplay those savings, but data show that President Biden was right to approve E15. In fact, the discount turned out to be 60% higher than the White House expected, about 16 cents per gallon on average. Of course, that savings surged to nearly $1 per gallon in some places. When it comes to energy security, higher ethanol blends are a proven shield against skyrocketing fuel prices.
This is Inside Agriculture.